Have you ever thought about what it takes to earn 4 stripes at one of the biggest airlines on the planet? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a milestone out of Dubai that deserves your attention. Emirates just announced the promotion of its first 2 Emirati female pilots to the rank of captain. Both of these aviators started their careers with the airline years ago, working their way up through the right seat, logging the hours, passing the checks, and earning the upgrade the same way every captain does. No shortcuts. No asterisks, just the work. Today's edition of ATIS is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know about this story beyond the headline. Emirates operates one of the largest widebody fleets in the world. We're talking Airbus A380 Super Jumbos and Boeing 777 variants flying long-haul routes across 6 continents. Earning a captain's seat at an airline like that is not a participation trophy. The training pipeline is rigorous, the standards are exacting, and the operational environment flying heavy iron into some of the busiest international airports on Earth demands the highest level of proficiency. So when we say these are the first Emirati women to make captain at Emirates, understand the weight of that. The United Arab Emirates only started developing its domestic aviation workforce a few decades ago. For most of its history, Emirates recruited experienced pilots from abroad. The push to grow homegrown talent, especially through programs like the Emirates Flight Training Academy, has been a deliberate long-term investment. These 2 captains represent the payoff of that investment. And this matters beyond Dubai. The global pilot workforce has a well-documented diversity gap. Depending on whose numbers you use, women make up somewhere between 5 and 7% of airline pilots worldwide. In some regions, it's significantly less. Every time a major carrier puts women in the left seat and treats it as what it should be, a normal professional achievement, it chips away at the assumption that the flight deck looks only one way. Now, if you fly general aviation here in the States, you might be thinking, what does an Emirates promotion have to do with me? Fair question. Here's the connection. The pilot pipeline is global. Flight schools, regional carriers, and major airlines are all competing for the same limited pool of qualified aviators. Anything that widens that pool is good for the industry. More people pursuing careers in aviation means more flight instructors at your local field, more mechanics, more investment in training infrastructure. The health of the profession at the top trickles down to every level. There's also a cultural element worth acknowledging. Aviation has always moved forward when barriers come down. Harriet Quimby crossed the English Channel in 1912. Bessie Coleman earned her license in France because no school in America would take her. Jerry Mock flew solo around the world in 1964. Each of those milestones reshaped what people believed was possible. A young girl in Abu Dhabi or Sharjah seeing an Emirati woman commanding an A380 is that same mechanism at work. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Emirates currently employs over 4,500 pilots from more than 100 nationalities. The airline has been slowly growing its cadre of Emirati pilots for years, and this captain upgrade is part of a broader nationalization effort the UAE calls Emiratization. The goal is to have more UAE nationals in skilled professional roles across all sectors, not just aviation. So these promotions sit at the intersection of airline operations, national workforce strategy, and the broader push for representation in the cockpit. One more thing worth noting. Emirates operates its own ab initio training academy in Dubai. The Emirates Flight Training Academy, which opened in 2017, that facility uses Cirrus SR-22 and Embraer Phenom 100 aircraft. It was designed specifically to build a pipeline from 0 hours to type-rated first officer. The captains promoted this week are products of the Emirates system from the ground up. That's the airline betting on its own training and being proven right. This story was reported by AeroTime, and it's a good reminder that aviation milestones are still being set in 2026. I'm Tower on ATIS. Fly safe out there.